happened to you?
What do you mean?
You're happy?
You're happy now?
The Meredith I knew was a force of nature, passionate, focused, a fighter. What happened to you?
You've gone soft. Stammering about a boyfriend and saying that you're waiting to be inspired. You're waiting for inspiration. Are you kidding me? I have a disease for which there is no cure. I think that would be inspiration enough.
Mom.
Listen to me, Meredith. Anyone can fall in love and be blindly happy, but not everyone can pick up a scalpel and save a life. I raised you to be an extraordinary human being. So imagine my disappointment when I wake up after 5 years and discover that you're no more than ordinary. What happened to you?
And welcome to the first ever GGB Awards.
Welcome, everyone.
I'm your host, Debbie Allen, with my co-host. She has forgotten her name.
Oh, shoot.
Shonda Rhimes.
Shonda Rhimes. Wow, that is a lot of fucking pressure right there.
Yep, yep. Debbie and Shonda and I, we are happy to be here.
Debbie and Shonda and I. Who's the third person in the room?
I'm just so happy to be here.
We have a great show for you tonight.
We really do. We have awards to give. We have commercials to be heard. We have some discussion. Some discussion to be had and some predictions.
And?
Yes.
Yes. Not
fun to be had.
Fun to be had.
Yeah.
Maybe some performances?
Maybe. Who knows? Cold reads.
Cold reads.
All right, guys. So if you're wondering, what am I watching here tonight? GGB Awards stands for Grey's Goosebumps Awards. That is right. It is the goosebumps that this is the only show can give you. No other shows give you goosebumps. No, other,
like Grey's Anatomy.
Like
does.
Grey's Anatomy. We shorten it because it sounds cool.
Yes.
So we are just gonna.
I think we should just jump right in for the first award.
Yeah, so basically all these votes came in from patrons of the very famous, very successful podcast, The On-Call Room. They sent them in, and they voted, and their answers are hidden, and we don't know who won.
We have no idea. No, we don't, Debbie. We do not.
But we're excited, and we're going to... The format is going to be to introduce the category, we're going to name the nominees, and then we're going to talk a little bit about who we think would win.
Yeah,
and then
as
we'll,
Debbie and Shonda as, would.
Yeah, because we know and we're best friends, and yeah. It's great. And then we will announce the winners after that. And they will win just honor.
Not much more.
Not much more. So, again, this is Season 3 GGB Awards.
Welcome. Sit back.
Relax. Pour yourself a glass of wine.
And enjoy.
And enjoy.
First category, Best Supporting Actress. We heard.
Supporting actresses are so important.
They are very important. I think they're more important than actresses.
Probably. Oh, it's okay, Shonda. It's our first time. We're like Josh Groban on...
Oh, no. On the Rising Star.
Yep, yep.
So, the nominees are, we just heard from Kate Burton, who plays Alice Gray.
Yes.
Callie Rocha, Dr. Sydney Herron.
Okay.
Elizabeth Reeser, Jane Doe, Ava, or...
Smushed Face Girl, as the on-call room people call her.
Or, this writing is very difficult. Someone Winningham, Susan Gray.
Okay, perfect. So, let's just talk about them in Gray's terms. We have Alice, we have Sydney...
Susan, and Jane Doe.
Perfect.
Ava, Rebecca.
Okay.
Many names. Smush face.
You know, my prediction is Alice.
My prediction... My prediction is also Alice, and I think she deserves it. I mean, we just heard from her. All of them gave great performance. If Ava wins, I am ending the award show.
But she right did now. Go on to make Twilight.
That's true. And maybe Family
this was
Stone.
Maybe this was her jumping point.
Yeah.
I just think Ellis is...
You know, to be fair, Ava did not do a bad job. I just didn't care for her character.
So maybe that means she did a good job.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Right. I mean, she rocked... Think about the makeup she probably went through to have that smushed face.
Yeah. So who knows? I mean...
It's anyone's game. I think Susan is just too... not like... Whatever.
And Sydney...
I think Ellis's angry speech in that moment when she's lucid is very huge. huge.
And you know, if we're being honest, this is Ellis's last opportunity to win a GGB.
Yeah, so because
she, spoiler alert, dies in this season. So
right. Though she does make an appearance in season 14 of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah,
final scene.
All right, so we're thinking.
I'm not gonna do a drum roll. It's gonna sound weird.
In the GGB.
Oh my God.
Goes to. Ellis Gray. Kate Burton.
Oh, yes. Snaps.
Very good.
Good job, Ellis.
So everyone, I wish we had a little like percentage of how many people.
We can always look it up.
Voted that. Yeah.
The next one on the docket is Best Supporting Actor.
Ooh.
Which it is still very controversial that we don't just call them all actors.
Yeah.
I'm going to say their Grey's name and then say who they're played by so that we're not confused.
Mm, okay.
So Best Supporting Actor, we have Harold O'Malley, played by George Drunda. I have no idea what letter that is. We have Thatcher Gray by Jeff Perry, Joe the Bartender by Stephen W. Bailey, and Denny Duquette, played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
I feel like, who was the first one? George O'Malley?
Harold.
Oh, I'm sorry. Harold, and what was the second
Thatcher.
One?
Thatcher.
I think, oh.
I know.
That is difficult.
Is this the first season we see Thatcher?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Thatcher.
Yeah, I don't like him.
I don't either.
But that slap. And that cry when he's sad about Susan.
And his Magooiness.
Right. Harold is really lovable, though. Like, you want to... Yeah. When he does that speech to George and he's, like, crying.
Yeah. But although Denny, too. I mean, I know Denny... A lot of people love Denny, though. And so for him coming back...
But him in the dead world was weird to me.
But there's that beautiful scene where he talks about Izzy and that song.
That song comes on. My final vote's going to be Harold O'Malley.
Mine's going to be Thatcher.
All right. I like it. We're 50-50. Yeah. What do you want to bet anything on it?
I want to bet.
I don't want to bet anything.
Okay.
Okay, GGB listeners. The Best Supporting Actor, GGB, goes to... Wow. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Denny Duquette.
Wow.
There's a lot of
There's
Denny
a shakeup. There is a shakeup here.
There's a lot of Denny lovers in the on-call room.
I guess so. Wow. Yeah. I'm a little shocked by that one.
I am too, because he's only in that episode or two episodes, right?
Yeah, probably two. The two or the three.
Maybe people who voted thought it was season two.
No, I think I will. Regardless, people must really love him.
Yeah, I mean, if it's
and that's fair, you know, the people spoke.
Yeah, they did, and I can't argue because it's there.
Because it's written down
it's
on this note card.
In the writings.
Although there have been famous mistakes. In
every time
shows.
Leonardo is nominated.
Yeah, or like when they read the wrong one for the wrong best picture.
I'm going to do that for the last award. Yeah. Moonlight!
Goes to La La Land!
That sucks for Moonlight.
Yeah, that was
kind
really...
of like when Steve Harvey did that to the Miss America.
No, the Miss Global, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Universe.
Can you imagine?
No!
Literally, let me
crown,
take your crown
yeah,
off.
Yeah, the wrong person.
Oh,
it's terrible.
I mean, I like that now it's so far gone that he can make jokes about it and like...
Can he though?
Can you imagine what he felt like?
Like a fucking doofus.
And it wasn't even his fault, was
it? Did you... probably not. Well, did you know that for the Oscars, they had the same people come out and do it the next year? Those like old people. So they could like get it right.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, they didn't fuck it up the second time.
Can you imagine if they did?
Be like, you never come back.
You never come back here again.
Okay. So, the next category we have what? Best Celebrity Sighting.
Ooh.
So, the nominees are...
These are like celebrity guest stars.
Right. So, we have Elizabeth Moss. She's known for Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
She played... Well, we'll go through afterwards.
Okay.
Abigail Breslin. She's known for Little Miss Sunshine. Mae Whitman for Parenthood, Dean Norris for Breaking Bad, and Bellamy Young for Scandal.
Yes.
So Elizabeth Moss played the daughter of the lady who grew bones. Abigail Breslin played the little girl who couldn't feel pain.
Ooh, I love that storyline.
Mae Whitman played the girl...
With the spine.
With the, yeah, the spine, the curve thing that Izzy paid for.
Yep.
Who is Dean Norris?
He plays the guy in Breaking Bad. He plays the the DNA, the DEA, the drug enforcement guy. But in Grays, he's in the ferry boat incident. He's the friend of the guy smashed under the car.
Oh, and is it Bellamy?
Bellamy.
Bellamy Young?
Yep. She was the girl in the crossover episode who wanted to have sex. And her, and her boyfriend. She just yells a lot.
Okay. Who do you think?
Well, I think I really like Abigail Breslin's character, the little girl who can feel no pain. I just feel like she's an incredible actress in that scene when she puts her hand in the water. And I don't think Bellamy Young is going to win, but I like her as an option because she's then cast on Scandal and is like a main character. So I'm going to go with Abigail Breslin.
I'm going to go with Elizabeth Moss because I don't think it's necessarily like who did the best job. I just think who you're happiest to see.
Oh.
And we have like a lot of Handmaid's Tale.
Right. That was a surprising one.
Yeah. And that one, Handmaid's Tale, was going on while we were watching season 3.
Right.
So if you were into that, I feel like you'd be excited to see Elizabeth Moss.
Right. I can totally relate to that because I forgot she was even in Grey's.
Yeah. So I don't know. Are we ready?
Yeah.
The GGB for best celebrity sighting goes to Josh Groban.
I was like, wait, who?
Elizabeth Moss.
Yay! Shonda, you're so good at this.
We have on our cards here, a close second was Abigail Breslin.
Oh, okay.
So there you have it.
Yeah, I love it. All right, this one's a good one. We have most interesting patient. We have, and we don't have their names on some of them because they don't need names. Penis fish big balls. We have lady
VI penis.
Yeah, VI penis. We have lady who grows bones when she moves, to be more specific. Smushed face, aka Jane Doe, aka Ava, aka Rebecca. We have Donna Gibson, who's the transgender breast cancer woman, who in real life is also transgender.
That's correct.
The actress. We have Megan Clover, who claims to feel no pain, so that must be Abigail Breslin. Yep. And we have girl with the rounded spine that Izzy donates money to, so Mae Whitman's character. Yep. So, okay, but this is most interesting patient.
Right, so this isn't necessarily about their acting, but about their storyline.
Yes. Okay, I'm a little torn because I feel like Smushed Face is an ongoing one, so that, and like she was smushed.
Yeah.
And she's pregnant, and she doesn't have memory. But VIP penis was, I mean, when you learn that a fish swam up his penis, and you see that x-ray, that's shocking. I'm going with VIP penis.
What was the third one?
Lady who grows bones, smushed face, the transgender breast cancer patient, girl that feels no pain. Ooh, that's a good one, too. And then the rounded spine.
I'm going to go with, for me, it was lady who grew bones, like, because it's so weird.
Yeah, you never hear about it.
Yeah, I just feel like, I don't know, people would be
interested in that.
Yeah.
Also, what a terrifying disease.
Right, it's shocking and it's scary.
Like, don't bump her, she'll turn to stone.
Yeah, it's like a fairy tale.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Like in Narnia.
Mm.
Also, just imagine a penis swimming up. We've already imagined
a penis swimming up?
I mean, Abby and Brie have already imagined this.
You said a penis swimming up.
Imagine a penis swimming up your fish. Okay. All right, here we go.
All right.
So your final thing is the bone person. We don't know her name. Okay. The GGB for most interesting patient goes to Megan Clover, who claims to feel no pain. Abigail Breslin.
Oh.
She takes it home in this category.
Yeah.
That was...
I'm happy she received a GGB award.
I am too. I loved that the episode too, though, with Karev like challenging her and she's like, hit me.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
And then they thought she was being abused.
Poor parents. She was not.
She was not.
All right.
On to the next.
On to the next.
This one's going to be fun.
Wait, how many is this for us?
Four.
Okay.
Best relationship. So this one, listeners, had a little add your own.
Ooh, excellent.
In there. So we have the original, like five, and then people voted on what they thought was and added it in. So there's many different options here.
Okay.
We have nominated for best relationship Derek and Meredith, Christina and Burke, Callie and George, if they win, once again, we're never doing the GGB awards again, Izzy and George, Meredith and Christina. None of them. All Terrible was another one.
Oh.
Adele and Richard. Bailey and the Clinic. Mark and Addison. Christina and Meredith. And Amelia and Owen. Which... Amelia and Owen are not in this season. That's okay. Thank you for whoever put that on there.
I like the one who voted for none. Yeah. They're all terrible.
Yeah.
Also, there's a repeat. I think it's just
out of order. Yeah, Christina and Meredith.
Yep. Okay, so this isn't so hard for me because this is one that I feel like... I'm not going to choose Callie and George, but I do find the Izzy-George one fascinating.
Yeah.
It fascinates me, and those scenes in the elevator with all the tension... I know I'm not going to win, but I'm going with my heart, and I'm choosing that.
Izzy and George?
Yeah, I just, this part, when it's all like that forbidden, they get wasted, they have sex, and then it fucks everything up, I'm just interested in it.
I'm going to do Christina and Burke because they end this season.
I know. That's the obvious
one. I don't know that
one.
They're going to win. I'm just saying, I think that it's on your mind.
Oh, for sure. I just think, yeah, I think that that episode for sure.
Or maybe Christina and Meredith, because people really love their relationship.
Well,
too.
And her cutting her out of the dress at the end,
yeah.
That's a real relationship.
Yeah. So.
I know Izzy and George isn't going to win, but I just feel like I have to fight for that storyline.
That's fine, Debbie. That's fine.
I know. Everyone's going to hate me.
Are you ready?
Yes.
The GGB for best relationship goes to... Derek and Meredith.
Wow. I feel like this season...
I'm a little shocked.
Yeah, because what happens with them in the season? Well,
they get together.
Yeah, they get together. She drowns. He saves her. That scene where he's carrying her out of the water.
Yeah.
And then when he thinks she's dying.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I mean, we finally get the, like, relief as the viewer that they end up together for part of this season.
For a minute.
Yeah. So I can understand that.
Well, and they're just the underlying...
They're the story.
Right, exactly. Yeah. All right, I can respect that.
All right.
One more and then we're going to take a little break?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, the next one's fun. We have Best Kiss.
Ooh.
So some of these probably
What's your best kiss?
Mine?
Debbie.
Well, obviously every time I kiss Richard. No. I don't know. I don't know my life that well. About you, Shonda?
When I kiss my daughter on the cheek. I have a daughter?
Okay, so these aren't really specific. These are just people kissing.
Okay.
Karev and Addison, Meredith and...
That's pretty specific. They kiss like one time.
Okay, but some of them are. Yeah. Yeah. Meredith and Derek... Christina and Burke, George and Izzy, they have quite a few weird ones. Mark and Addison, Addison and Pete.
Ooh.
I like that. Was that an add-in?
I think that was an add-in.
I like that.
Yeah. I wish that one would win.
I know, because that was a good one.
Yeah.
They're in a stairwell, right?
Yeah.
I really liked the moments in this one when Christina would finally break and her and Burke would giggle and she would like do that crazy laugh and then they'd make out. So I vote
like
Christina
and
Burke.
With the cake.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And she's looking at note cards. And then there was Addison and Krev.
Yep.
That one was very...
Shocking.
Yeah. Derek and Meredith were one.
Yep.
I'm going to go Derek and Meredith because they got best relationship.
Yeah. Feeling it?
Yeah.
All right, the GGB for best kiss goes to Meredith and Derek.
There it is.
The obvious answer.
Everyone loves them.
Everyone loves them.
Even for as much shit as we talk about
right,
Derek.
They're still winning all these awards.
People love him.
I want to know how many people voted in each category.
Yeah, we'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
After the show.
We're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back. And here we are, your hosts, and Abby. That was a dumb way to intro.
The GGB's awards are
happening.
And they're sponsored by...
The On-Call Room.
They sure are.
A podcast, a Grey's Anatomy podcast with your hosts, Bree Babbitt and Abby Moore.
And we just wanted to stop by and let you know...
if you're liking this episode...
There's going to be more of them.
Yeah, but guess what? You can't get them for free.
This is just a little teaser.
Right.
For all you Grey's BBs out there.
We are getting better at marketing.
If you want more bonus content, if you want discussions about Grey's Anatomy, if you want...
to co-host the podcast.
Fuck. If you want to chat with us, if you want some signed album art at the end of the year for Christmas...
Yeah.
Consider donating.
Yeah, and amongst that, like, we've had bonus episodes before where we... sorted all of the Grey's characters into Hogwarts houses.
Figured out what house I was in on a bonus episode.
The Hufflepuff doesn't want to talk about it because she's jealous.
Fair.
We did a deep dive on Addison.
We played MASH.
We did a Valentine's Day special.
Yeah, we will probably pretty soon here, coming up, the new season of Grey's Anatomy is starting. We'll probably do a deep dive on that.
Yeah, and we'll probably do like a season one or episode one, like, recap, like our reactions.
Mm-hmm. We might even be live feeding on the Facebook group watching it.
Yep. So if you want in on that, head to www.patreon.com/theoncallroom and give $2 or more a month, and you can get more of these bonus episodes and join the community.
We would love it if you did.
Yeah. So head there and enjoy the rest of the awards. Welcome back, listeners. Isn't that what Debbie sounds
so
like?
Good. Yeah.
She's just flowery.
I don't know what Shonda sounds like, so.
I feel like she's short and to the point.
Yeah.
Which is unlike us.
Yeah.
What if, okay.
Yeah.
Cut scene. Yeah. Shonda and Debbie are center stage. They put their hands on their face. They rip their face mask down.
And it's Abby and Bree. Sup, motherfuckers?
We're here to host this goddamn award show because we don't know.
Or they pull it down and it's Josh Groban, both bodies.
And Donna.
Yeah. Oh. Donna's here, everyone. What if we got Donna to host the GGB Awards?
What if we got her to be a guest?
I'm glad we didn't.
Okay.
Speaking of that, this is so terrible. My next award is.
Oh, speaking of that, we have. Shouldn't I go first? Because, I have the last one. Okay, go.
All right. So, the next GGB award is Best Death. Nominated is Meredith Grey, Susan Grey, Ellis Grey, or Harold O'Malley.
So, let's just go through those real quick. Meredith, she's not dead in real life, but she did die. She went to the underworld.
Yep.
Or the overworld.
With Jenny and Bomb Squad.
Yep. She drowned. And then we have, who's next?
Susan Grey.
She
died of the hiccups.
Of the fucking hiccups.
So that fucking sucked.
Yep. We didn't actually see her die either.
Ellis Grey.
Who died of...
and walked into Meredith's arms while she was dead.
Yep.
And then Harold. Dad's Club.
Yep. Dead Dad's Club. Ooh, shit. If I think about this as saddest, that helps me. Like, it's best death, but if I... you know what I mean? Like...
yeah.
For me, I'm going to vote in the way that means it's, like, the most sad.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Meredith was very exciting. I always vote to what I want, but not what actually is going to win.
Yeah.
I think Meredith is going to win.
I think Meredith's going to win, too.
It was epic. Derek fucking saved her.
Yeah.
They, like, literally, she was dead for a long-ass time.
Yeah. And the GGB for best death goes to Meredith Grey. Meredith is, like, taking
slaying.
Her home, man.
I know. It's amazing that she hasn't won any sort of real television award.
I know. She's winning the GGB awards right now.
That's true. We should let her know.
Yeah.
Hey,
dear Ellen.
You may not have won, any other award show, but you have won the GGB awards.
Congratulations.
All right. Our next one is Best Storyline. So we have George cheating on Callie with Izzy. Christina covering for Burke's tremor. I forgot that happened in this season.
So much has happened in season 3.
I know. We have Ellis Grey becoming lucid and telling off Meredith. We have Bailey starting a free clinic. George's dad dying. Addison exploring her fertility and wanting a child. And then the ferry boat accident.
Shit, dude. I bet ferry boat.
I think ferry boat's going to win too. It was the most exciting part of the season.
It was a three-parter. It was like the first time we've really seen like an epic trauma, like, crazy thing.
Yep. I'm going to give like a notable vote probably to... the Ellis Grey becoming lucid, because that was really hard to watch.
Yeah. I wonder, though, with the Christina and Burke thing, too. That was pretty epic.
But
and
it
that one
bored
a couple
the shit about me. I just...
bored the shit about you, eh?
I just was annoyed by it. Like, I get annoyed in shows when people don't see the bigger picture. Like, I want to step in and be like, this is dumb. Quit
doing this.
Stop doing
it. Yeah. We were really annoyed by that.
It goes on for a long time. For too long. Yeah. So,
Ferry Boat Accident.
And the GGB for best storyline goes to Ferry Boat Accident.
Knew it. Yeah. All right. Did you want to play anything for this?
Yeah, we'll take a quick little second here, and we're going to hear a scene from one of our best actors.
If you want to break up with me so you can see other women, just do it. Don't tell me you met another woman. Just end it if that's what you want.
I can't.
Sure you can. Here's how it goes. Meredith, I don't want to see you anymore. Meredith, I don't love you anymore.
Meredith. I do love you. Don't you see? I understand. You're the love of my life. I can't leave you. But you're constantly leaving me. You walk away when you want. You come back when you want. Not everyone. Not your friends. But you leave me. So I'm asking you. I don't see a future for us if you're not in this. Please. Please just end it because I can't. I'm in it. Put me out of my misery.
I can't. Christina's getting married. I have to go make sure she gets married.
There.
I really need to make sure she gets down that aisle.
Let's go. We're running late.
Whoa.
And the nominees for Best Actor are Patrick Dempsey, Derek Shepherd, everyone. Preston Burke, played by Isaiah Washington. George O'Malley, T.R. Knight. Richard Weber, Chief, played by James Pickens Jr. Mark Sloan, played by Eric Dane. And Alex Krev, played by Justin Chambers. You heard some pretty powerful stuff there.
I'm going to go Derek because of when he has to save Meredith.
Yeah.
And then when he's crying in the hallway. And then this scene is actually really good to just watch this scene and like...
Yeah, that was pretty emotional. I would say I always want Chief to win because it's Chief. And I think George did a really good job this season with his dad dying.
Oh, yeah. All that, like, robotic voice, too, when he's just, like, numb.
Yeah. Preston, it's his last... Well, maybe not his last chance. He could get a Best Supporting Actor later on. But I'm going to go with Derek, too.
Yeah, I agree.
This is a big one here.
Are we ready? Is the one. And a add-in is Leonardo DiCaprio.
And the GGB award goes to Leonardo DiCaprio. It's a tie! Oh my God, we have a tie. And it is not who we think.
Not at all?
We have T.R. Knight,
okay.
George, and Alex, Justin Chambers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know what Alex did.
Wow, a tie. That's very thrilling.
I think we should put our heads down and vote on who we should think should win out of those two.
Okay, what does that mean?
Who do you think should win? Raise your hand if you think George. The winner is George!
Awesome.
That was good. Awesome. Okay, we are going to hear a scene in just a moment from our best actress.
I decided that I'm going to get really fat. Just as a stopgap. Just until I figure out another plan. I'm going to eat all of these muffins, and I'm going to get really gloriously fat. Over. I'm talking about the last third of my life, Miranda. How can that just be over? How does that just end? Over a skinky pair of panties and bad tux. I am desirable, Amanda.
Miranda.
Right.
Joe.
And there we have Drunk Addison, played by Kate Walsh, who is one of our nominees. Ellen Pompeo, Meredith Grey, Sandra Oh, Christina Yang, Katherine Heigl, Izzy Stevens, ooh, Kate Walsh, Addison Montgomery, and Chandra Wilson, Miranda Bailey.
Shit. That's good. That's some good shit there. I want Addison to win for that scene.
I want Christina to win. for what she goes through at the end.
That's true. I feel like Meredith is going to win. And I also feel like Christina has a different season to win.
That's true. Oh, shit. That's a good argument. I'm going to keep my vote, though, because it doesn't matter.
Okay.
And the GGB for Best Actress goes to Sandra Oh.
Oh!
She didn't win one in real life, but she's winning one here. We're the only place that it matters.
Yeah, Meredith didn't win Best Actress.
No.
Wow.
That's okay. She won all the other things.
That's very true. All right, we're getting down to it, folks. We have two GGBs left. This is a big one. This Ooh. Is like Best Picture. This
okay.
is Best Episode.
Best Episode.
So we have Some Kind of Miracle. That's the last fairy disaster episode.
Okay.
We have Testing 1, 2, 3. I think I had on the forum what these were about, but I don't have them on here. We had Didn't We Almost Have It All? That's the ending. That's the season finale.
Yep.
We have Time Has Come Today.
I'm gonna look
these up.
We have
6 Days Part 2. And From a Whisper to a Scream. And Drowning on Dry Land. Those two are, I'm pretty sure those are the beginning of the ferry boat accidents.
So Didn't We Almost Have It All is the finale one. Testing 1, 2, 3 is the interns taking their exam.
Yep.
And
first. Getting slapped.
Yep. No. It's the one right before the finale.
Okay.
Yep. What was another one?
Didn't We Almost... Oh, no. Some Kind of Miracle, Last Ferry Boat Disaster, Time Has Come Today.
Well, first of all, I'm just going to go in the order I see. Drowning on Dry Land is when Meredith is drowning and they try to save her life. From a Whisper to a Scream is the traumatic car accident. Christina has a crisis of conscience about her teamwork with Burke, and Izzy pushes the boundaries of probation.
Oh, that's when she ends up telling Chief that she's been helping Burke.
Yes. And then...
Time Has Come Today.
That's the first one. Izzy is on the floor after Benny dies.
Okay, so those are some pretty epic episodes.
Yeah, I'm going to say that my vote goes toward... It's of the two... We just have one ferry boat one in there, right?
We have Drowning on Dry Land and Some Kind of Miracle.
Okay, yeah, I think that Some Kind of Miracle... is when, because that's when Meredith flatlines, and that's when the Izzy and Denny scene happens, and I like that one.
Yeah. I'm going to say Didn't We Almost Have It All, season finale.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, but the first half of that episode is boring.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah.
The GGB award for best episode goes to...
What?
It's a tie. For what we both voted for.
Yeah.
Didn't We Almost Have It All in Some Kind of Miracle.
Wow. That's
crazy.
You
had two ties.
I like it.
Wow.
And I'm okay with both of those winning.
Yeah. That's great.
That is great. Okay. This is perhaps arguably the best category.
I think so.
Which it is most exciting life event for Bree or Abby. There was a lot that happened. I mean, think about it. It's been 25 weeks.
That's crazy.
So half of a year.
Holy shit.
So this is all that happened to us in a half of a year.
That's it. Only on this card is what happened to us.
Right.
Nothing else.
All right. I feel like I have bad ones. You have bad ones. You also have one good one.
Okay.
All right.
We have a bad year?
I don't know. We have Dennis Quaid stolen, which is Bree's car when it was stolen.
That was weird.
We have Bree seeing Hamilton.
That was great.
Long awaited. I also saw it within 25 weeks.
Yeah.
So we can just put that in the same category. Abby and Bree seeing Hamilton. We have Abby being attacked by a bat.
Yeah.
Not my favorite moment of life.
No.
We have Bree going to Droopy Dick USA, which I think is Florida.
Florida, yeah.
We have Abby's explosive poop incident with guest host Rachel. And we have Donna.
Donna's got to take it.
Everyone loves Donna.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. Maybe my poop takes second place.
Maybe.
If there is such a thing. All right. The GGB for most exciting life event for your hosts, Bree and Abby, goes to... It is only rightly so that the award goes to Donna.
You know what? I just want to thank everyone. For being with me through that whole experience. The whole GGB GGB award show goes to Donna, I think.
Everyone, I just tipped over my drink. Everyone, look under your chairs. It's contained.
But I don't want it to get...
Well, get a paper towel. We'll be right back.
It wouldn't be us if we didn't spill a drink.
Everyone, look under your seats. Under your seats, you will find a handcrafted, hand-sewn mitten that you can put your wine bottle in with twigs sticking out of it.
If you want.
And a bag of onions.
Make sure, though, if you're going to put a wine bottle in it, that you find it from a dumpster. Don't put one of your wine bottles in it.
No. And don't even make the mitten. Just find it.
Just find it.
Yeah.
Just find all of your trash and put it on your lawn.
And if you have a conch shell, this is encouraged. If you don't know what we're talking about, listen to season 3.
Yeah. Or don't. Just, you know... It was a painful time in my life.
Do you feel like it was sort of therapeutic to talk about it?
Yeah, it made me not feel so alone.
Thank you guys so much for voting. This has been really fun. I'm sure every year we do this, it will get more and more exciting.
Yeah.
And the next one is less, it's like only 15 weeks away because this is a shorter season.
Yeah, so...
I wish those bugs would shut up.
They're really loud. So next week, we will be starting season 4.
Yeah, which is wild. And we'll have a lot of announcements. And again, if you liked this episode and you want more like goofy, extra fun things about Grays, make sure you go to patreon.com/theoncallroom and become a patron.
And thanks everyone for fucking voting.
Yeah, that was fun. I want to look and see how many we had. Also, I was totally going to pull a La La Moonlight, and I forgot.
You forgot. Yeah, you should
have. It would have been the perfect
A La La Moonlight?
Yeah, and I was going to say that it went to...
You shitting your pants?
Yeah.
You, to be fair, you didn't shit your pants.
No, I shit the toilet. Twice. Maybe thrice.
Shit the toilet.
This has been great. We love you guys so much. Go to patreon.com/theoncallroom for more bonus episodes. You can find us on Instagram at @theoncallroompod.
You can find me on Instagram at @bjbabs.
And me at @abbyelmore. So, we love you.
We love you.
This has been wonderful.
You know what? I'm really happy to have made it 3 seasons with you.
Wow.
So great.
All right.
Time of death, 2038.
Beep.